tell us what is the state of DOD spending relative to the end of the fiscal right now?
So every single year, at the end of the fiscal year, there's a huge push to get money that's going to expire onto contracts, because otherwise the government can't spend it and contractors can't get it on contract. But what's happening with sequestration is for the Defense Department, on January 2nd, 2013, about $55 billion is going to be cut, not just from the fiscal 2013 budget, but from any unobligated balances, from money that's carried over from previous years. So money that the Office of Management and Budget estimates to be about $83.5 billion at the end of fiscal 12 that is unspent would carry over into 13. That money would also be subject to sequestration on January 2nd. So our research tells us that it would be a pretty solid tactic that since contractors are already engaged in trying to get money that's expiring by the end of this fiscal year, to also take a look to see the money that would be sequestered and try to get that on contract at the same time.
In other words, this is use it or lose it on steroids.
Yes, you have to sign it, and otherwise you're going to lose 100% of the money that's going to expire on September 30th. If sequestration hits, it's another 10% of that money that would have rolled over would just be lost. And the way to avoid that money being sequestered, those previous year's balances being sequestered, is to get it obligated on contract.
So this tactic would be clearly a win for contractors. Is it also a win for the Defense Department?
Well, it's definitely a win for particular organizations that get their money on contract, but it is a zero-sum game for the Defense Department, because if money is from the previous year's fiscal 12 and before funds, if that's put on contract, that means more money from fiscal 13 has to be used to fill the difference, because there's still going to be $55 billion in sequestration cuts, one way or the other, so it's shifting around the burden. So, from a contractor standpoint, getting it on contract is worthwhile. From a particular organization inside the Pentagon, getting that money on contract is worthwhile. But overall, it's a zero-sum game. There are going to be losers and winners.
We're speaking with Kevin Brancato, a defense analyst at Bloomberg Government. I guess the question comes up is, why do they have so much unobligated funds at this point in the fiscal? Why don't they get their act together?
Well, when we looked at the history of this, and the Defense Department's budget is fairly large, $83.5 billion is a relatively small share of the money they get. Yet that also appears to be an underestimate. That is, every year the Office of Management and Budget makes an assessment of how much money is going to be left over, and they're, the last at least 4 years they've been wrong by about 50%. So it's likely that the amount of money that if there's no special tactics being used would be about $125 billion. And much of that is not really an error. It's for procurement or research and development projects, and that money is meant to last from 1 year to the next because it takes a long time to build something or takes a long time to research a project, or work simply won't be completed within that fiscal year. So the money is going to be put on contract over a broader period and then spent out. It's an entirely normal process.
So even though they have to spend it on that for which it was appropriated. They just can't get rid of it by ginning up a contract.
Without congressional authority, they cannot reallocate the money from one large project to another. But usually the requirements have already been set for a large-scale weapon system, it would probably be very difficult to move that funding and sign the contracts way ahead of time. Although you have some large weapon systems that delay because of extensive contract negotiations, the money is just sitting there, and that's going to be subject to sequestration unless they can get it on contract earlier.
So overall, how easy would it be to accelerate these contracts? I mean, the government is not known for moving fast in anything, really.
I think it really depends on the nature of what's being put on contract. If the Defense Logistics Agency, for a hypothetical example, were to look at its databases and see its spare parts that it regularly have high turnover and to increase the inventory of those, it would probably have very good rationale for doing so. But for a research and development program that had to meet certain technological readiness criteria in order to move to the next stage, it would probably be very difficult. They would not be able to get the next stage on contract.
And so how far can contractors go in, let's say, good taste to kind of push along their counterparts at DOD to start obligating this money?
Well, this is why we would say it's probably a good idea to try to leverage the natural trend of increased spending in September, because the Pentagon essentially is not planning for sequestration right now, which means officially they're not talking about what they would need to cut back and where and how. But unofficially, certainly people are thinking ahead. And the idea would be to say, just look at where the funding is going to be in substantial amounts and just discuss with the buying officer if there is possible way to leverage so there's at a lower price or that the timeline is secured over the next year.
Now, just briefly, Kevin, this is a scenario that you've posed if sequestration happens. If sequestration doesn't happen, however, but budgets remain tight as always, is it also a good tactic?
Well, I think it's a good tactic for several reasons. One, that sequestration is supposed to be implemented on January 2nd. However, that's after the fiscal year begins. The fiscal year begins on October 1st. So I personally think it is likely that the Office of Management and Budget will have to issue or essentially hold back some funds starting October 1st because they can't allow the Defense Department to spend all its funds, because come January 2nd, they will have overspent. So it's likely that the sequestration is going to begin much earlier. So the tactics for getting this on contract are really much more short-term than it looks. It's not a long-term wait and see. It's only about another, 120 days until October 1st. And so, it seems to make sense to try to do what we can now rather than wait and see before it's too late.